KZA. KQ4CRG.
0TR mobile.
Definitely.
Good afternoon there. It's KQ4CRG. Kilo Quebec 4, Charlie Romeo Golf. Robert over here in Spartanburg.
Oh, good afternoon, Robert. Just barely afternoon, isn't it? That is me. And we're just leaving Spartanburg over here. We went to Costco's and we don't need to go to Sam's or any place else, my War Department says. And so we're headed home this fine day and getting to see the sun. How's your day?
Yeah, it's going all right. Just got off of work, headed back home, 20. Just doing 4-hour day you got now. Yeah, I recognized your voice. I thought we before. It's been a little while, but I sound like old Tom right there. I want to give you a quick shout. My ride along home.
Appreciate the ride home too, Robert. Nice to hear you this morning. Well, what do you do for a living over there for 4 hours?
A plant electrician.
That for 50 years, so I don't know much about it.
Hey, Tom, stand by. The wife's calling.
And Gerald TR, standing by.
4CRG. Tom, you still out there?
Yes, sir. And what do you work on over there in the plant?
Electrician, we got some extruders and stretchers, spinning, some balers. They take recycled plastic, melt it, and goes through these shower heads. Makes like strings, about 180 of them on each one. Then you got 32 of them, and they take it up there. I think they use it like carpet for BMW, Honda, medical stuff, scrub pads, different things. I have seen some in there. Give them Build-A-Bear. It's real soft stuff. About a dozen or so different stuff, things that they make with it.
Interesting. Most everything we had, my first 32 years was in a large machine shop. Most everything that we had was 480 volt three phase or 220 volt three phase, and worked on that most of my life. And after that, I just went to other plants, but they were also high voltage stuff. And actually, I'd rather work on three phase than single phase, Robert.
Yeah, we ain't got no DC drives. We got AC inverters, but yeah, we work a lot with 480 volt stuff, 277, but. We got temperature power regulators for the heat and stuff. Got changed sometime, but relay logic, PLCs, stuff like it.
Sender LTR. Yeah, Robert, I worked a little bit on the PLCs, but they were just coming into being just prior to me retiring. And I worked in a wheel plant, and we made 55,000 to 80,000 wheels a month, and they used a lot of PLCs. But there I mostly worked on a helium leak detector, and I worked on overhead cranes a lot. But in the large plant, it was machine tools, and when I started out, and for many years, they had vacuum tube drives that made the controls for the DC, and then they went to SCR drives, and then they went to pulse width modulation, and then they went to variable frequency drives, and that's when I retired. But seen a lot of evolution of technology over those years, and always enjoyed it. Changes every day, don't it, Robert?
Something new come out all the time. Damn boy, anybody ever tell you they know everything about something, they full of crap, because something comes out new every day. All right, Tom, I'm here at the house. Let the wife pull up. She got off work, too. I appreciate the ride along. 73 State Bus. Hey, KQ4 CRG. We'll be clear.
But you have a good day. Nice to hear you this afternoon. 73. This is N0TR. Clear. Mobile.